Welcome to purchaseyou.com. Ow. So anyway, you tell the story first because you were saying from your perspective.
Who?
You.
About Krishna?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, but what you thought about Krishna, that it was all at once, everything all at once?
It's like it's one timeline.
Like it's one timeline and everybody's like our soul family kind of thing?
Yeah, what you were saying before. Well, it's a movie out. We're going to have to write, watch it. Wow. Okay, so shall I look at that one and see what they say? Oh, a waste of words. Oh. Oh, here.
So, the story I'm going to tell is we're going to talk about the Krishna movies. So, tell me. What is this Krishna love story? That is what a movie.
Well, it doesn't sound good. It says that someone dies in an accident. So.
Oh, somebody dies in a movie? That's mm-hmm. not a good movie.
No.
While people rejoice.
That's like not a people, good love story.
No, while people rejoice. Why do you tell in a love story somebody? No. So we're saying about like archetype stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So if we're really trying to find the perfect puzzle of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
meaning like the perfect person or like the perfect embodiment of you in the planet, because what happened to us is that I saw that every other woman that was before you was taking me to you in a lot of different ways. Like the last woman I dated before. Pieces. It was Russian.
Pieces.
Yeah. Well, I started writing this novel about Nadia. All this.
The girl that went to Australia.
And I even had, like, you know, because you are, like, very similar to Bo Derek. When I was in, I had the rope Bo Derek with the snake.
Nico.
You see? So it's all these, like, weavings to get to that dream that I had.
You were weaving it in time yourself as you were growing through the ages.
But then that weaving is also the weaving of my parents. And it's also... And also the weaving. A little bit.
It's. No, hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So it's also the weaving. It's the weaving of our parents, the weaving of our kids, and we can reflect ourselves in them. As one piece of the puzzle. Playing with the dogs. So, yeah. So if somebody comes to my life like a mother, father with an archetype, it's because there was some kind of thing I had to be in peace with them. Like,
well, it would be two pieces of the puzzle. An example would be I lost it.
Piece of the puzzle. Like if I have a mom Virgo, it's because there was something in my son mother Virgo relation that had to be repeated in order to be. I mean, but now I don't know because everybody that relates me is Virgo, so it seems like. I don't have anything else
well,
to do.
Well, it's a story, and you have to know which story you carry. And it's the story of the constellations. And one who wakes up carries that story of the constellations. So it's kind of like you get the prize. And it becomes your story. And that everybody's working for that story unconsciously. And so in The Matrix, there are many stories. Mary Had a Little Lamb, Jesus story, and Krishna stories, and Pope stories, and all of these stories, right? And they're all archetypes, but they're different stories. Like the Pope in Rome is just an archetype of the Pope on a tarot card. But in the 3D Matrix, we can see him as a high priest. Because he's the highest of highest, the holy of holies. So that means he is at the top of his game of being a priest. Others you'll see that will just serve in a small Catholic chapel, but they're just a priest or a cardinal or a deacon or whatever. These are all stages. If you carry the archetype of the priest, the Pope, and like that would be Taurus. Virgo would be, you know, an archetype of Mother Mary. And so that means through your constellations, what are you to ascend to? Just like the priest who ascended to becoming what? The Pope of Rome. That was his ascension. He fulfilled his mission in that archetype from just a young boy who maybe served God and was a censor boy, you know, at the altar of the priest when he was just a young boy in training, and becomes the Pope of Rome. That's the highest of court of your ascension on the 3D matrix. So if you know your story of what you're birthed as, and not knowing that you could be a king or an emperor or a priest, high priest, or ruler of the world, or a dancer or a painter or a singer, whatever, scientist, and we'll go on. And in your archetype portfolio, you got all these little things that you like, and they make up who you are as a personality. So a priest could be, you know, with an archetype that is more leaning towards medicine. And then you'll have another priest that will be more leaning towards, you know, the Catholic Church, just because his profile says that's who he believes to be. But he doesn't know yet, or she. As the journey, and the journey of all the collected people who are in your life are just archetypes of those. And because we know them already within us, and because they're us, we can recognize them in others. And so it's our projection of the archetype, and it happens to be your mother, it happens to be your auntie,
my case is really incredible because Mom Virgo, you Virgo, Rafa Virgo, my three kids Virgo. I mean,
what's your story? So in the family constellations, you would have to know the whole family constellations. Everyone's acting on the behalf of what the constellation ascends to. So it could have started, like in your family, you've got music. But music, where did that originate from? The temples. And what were the temples built for? Priesthood. And what kind of priesthood? High priests. And what were high priests? Ones who were serving sacred sexuality, the Krishnas, Christed ones. And would you date that back to Egypt? Sure, you would say that was Egypt back then. And so, if you know your story from that time, a point of time, from the beginning of the story, and the end of the story is that you are meant to rise as the high priest or the mother, father, God. If you don't know your constellations, how will you know how to work for what? You have no idea.
Absolutely right, my dear Cleopatra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you have to know some fit into the category of the Wizard of Oz. Some Alice in Wonderland. It's many stories. It's wild.
Yes, my queen.
Uh-huh. And so if you know what you're meant to ascend to in the end. And so let's...
No, Cleopatra was not a queen. She was an empress.
She was an empress, but she was... Yeah.
She's my empress.
Uh-huh. And so in the case of Joe, my ex-husband, he had two Pisces, mom and a dad. And then they birthed two Virgos. That's a pattern, two the same. That's opposite of each other. So that means the father is one of the sons and the mother is one of the sons. That's how you connect some Y chromosome, right?
And which is perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we want. Mm-hmm. So I think once we get more, you know, more repeated in these lives, like everything that we see synchronicity is like, oh, just perfect match, or yeah, these are perfect match. We just see a lot of perfect energy matches.
But you have to know if you're a single, a double, or a triple. You have to know if you're meant to have triplets, which means that it's just three of the same archetype. So three Virgos or three... or two Virgos or one Virgo. Do you know what I mean? So if you know that you can birth triple, which is mastery, to be able to birth oneself as a three continually, or as a double, so then you've got, you know, two copies going at the same time, but then you could multiply that by four. Because it's a pattern saying that you are twins of the archetype. Because we just work on archetypes here, that's all. That's all it is.
So what does it mean that I have three kids?
You're a triplet. And the reason being is that it's a triple. It's like in priesthood, it's a triple crown. Okay, so the more that you...
I think I get it. So if we're by ourselves, we weave, you know, our life, you know, karma knots, dharma knots, karma knots, mm-hmm. dharma knots. Now, if we have a kid, that helps us because it's like a little thing also crawling and doing the weaving.
And if
we have another one?
And if we have parents, also, and you're weaving there too.
Uh-huh. And then triplets, I understand, because three mm-hmm. can weave in a beautiful, how do you call it?
Braid.
In a braid. They can create a braid.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So having three kids, what happens if you are single and don't have kids?
Well, two creates a bridge.
But it's for us because the new kids are already mm-hmm. part of that weaving mm-hmm. from their parents.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the rest is just patterns, you know, numbers, doubles, triples. And so with triples, you have to understand why triples, because this is a spiritual world. So we came here for priesthood, all of us. In the end, is to ascend, that's priesthood. And so you're a Taurus. And your north node is Aquarius. So you are a priest of the new age of Aquarius, which is sacred sexuality. So you came as a high priest. Why do you have Virgos? Because Virgos are the maidens, are the ones who come to the church to do what? They're the children. They serve God. Aren't they God's children? So they serve the priest, right? That's why there's always a lot of kids in church, because they're little, they believe in God and they want to go to church. And also all the altar boys. But in priesthood, it was altar boys and altar girls.
And mostly Virgo archetypes.
They were all Virgo archetypes in that sense. It was to say that you start from Virgo, a divine child, a pure child, and you are sent to Pisces, which is, they will say, the whore of Babylon. But what it means is that you activated your kundalini.
It's the Maria Magdalena
exactly.
Kundalini
so
goddess.
That's what the temples were built for. Virgos were
to awaken the
Nakunda. To awaken the kundalini and help through the stages of the chakras so the person wouldn't explode. It was mastery of yourself first. You had to switch yourself on. So in the priesthood, instead of being an altar boy, that's really what it was for. It was through the wine of the church, which was Santa Daime, you know, it was ayahuasca. That was into priesthood. That's what it was used for. That's what I see.
Yeah, it's incredible that we can, and I feel when we are in, for example, ayahuasca, it's an incredible feeling of bliss, which in practicing of sacred sexuality with that medicine is amazing because, wow, it's just amazing.
Well,
it's
you've
amazing.
Got the two mothers watching uh-huh. you, which is the protection.
And you become, you feel that mm-hmm. anaconda because, you know, I feel like I'm the roots
and
of
the jaguar and the forest and the dirt and
that's
the,
where you,
and the volcano.
That's where you convert and that's where, you can just be do a lot of magic in that realm too.
Yeah, and that's where they say is you make love to the mother. Is where she gives you the gift that she makes love to you, shows you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yes, exactly. Because she exactly that essence is inside us. Mm-hmm. And we're just like little vehicles or just, you know, just essence around it. But she is the one that is Kundalini is having fun there. Is It's thank you for awakening me. And that's what Pachamama wants.
Exactly.
For people to feel this really sense of, you just
connected to something. Because here we feel
passionate, you know,
exactly.
That you feel, everything is exciting.
Uh-huh. And so,
life is exciting.
That's
what Pachamama wants. Uh-huh. He hates. Well, I'm giving you all this in nature, medicines, coffee, food, everything. Get excited. Where is
exactly.
that, my child? So, no, she needs to awaken. And awaken is we all feel excited about life. If not, then, I mean, get a girlfriend, boyfriend, get a flute.
Exactly.
Get something, do uh-huh. something.
Yeah.
Because
explore.
It's just the moment.
And it's the moment of the great awakening. So it's like we have to accept life because everyone's accepted all this death, but no one's accepting life. Like we just have to accept, life that we came to live, actually.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And that's why all this regenesis is coming in. You know, they're saying, oh, we can grow a limb and regenerate our teeth. Of course we can. We already know that. Through love, you can do everything. But it's all a projection. So you've got to create the right projection. Project. Mm-hmm.
action.
Exactly. Yeah. So there you go. Is there an end?
So there was an end to the love story, because I was just thinking about that exactly.
We gotta go through the Krishna story.
And the end of the love story that I was writing.
Oh yeah.
Was the end of a book.
Yeah.
And the end of a book that and you were like sitting in a Porsche.
A car. Porsche.
And we were watching from the mountains the ocean. Oh. And I came to see like this and tell you, hey, I finished the love story, and it was a book.
Uh huh. How did it end?
Saying, hey, we leave the love story, and you know, I make it real.
Yeah.
But now it's real. Now it's no ending.
Now it's just the beginning of love.
It's no ending. It's like the song of the unicorn. It says, it's a magic world where there's no beginning, no end.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. But I accept my beautiful projection of this life. You? These mountains? Mm-hmm. This life? I accept absolutely in love, in bliss, in gratitude. Honored. Blessed. Very grateful to the stars and Mother Earth and you. And this little shaker. And my ancestors and everything. Yeah.
I know. It's awesome.
But every tear that I drop that is full of joy.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful. Very grateful. For every kiss I give you, for every kiss I receive. Very grateful.
So cool.
What's the Krishna story?
Yeah, exactly that. It's like unconditional love, because it was about service to each other in admiration, and it was spiritual, you see, because you go beyond the beyond. And that's why Krishna was all blue, because he took a lot of mushrooms. Psilocybin is blue. But it also tells you that he was in helium. It was high all the time. And so, yeah, because he played the flute. And so he was the fool. I didn't know that he was full of love. And he only found out through the devotion of his beloved that how much love he had inside of him. And that was the story, because it was the devotion to this spiritual aspect. Exactly. Which was the Kundalini. Which was that they shared the moment together in pure bliss, the innocence of love, the purity. Yeah, so the Krishna story is awesome, but it's one timeline, it's the one being. And then he became Christ. And then he became Magdalena. Because remember, even Maria Sabina says that I am a female Christ, I'm a woman Christ. So she's saying that Christ then birthed himself into Magdalena.
Yes.
Yeah, because how else are you going to know? So it's the activation of the Kundalini, but it's really into Adam. Because remember, Adam is the apple, and inside was a worm as the Kundalini came to visit.
I know. It's beautiful how it gets awakened. Kundalini, more my love.
Yeah.
I came to appreciate that little awakening slowly. Before it was like, you know, welcome to get up, man. No, now it's like, oh, just, man, just right, because it's so softly. It's like a beautiful melody.
But it awakens the whole sense of the whole entire skin. So it's like a reptile. You begin to slither, you know, and your skin's glide.
But I think it's because we have gotten to this beautiful stage. But that is, I mean, it's, I think like the Three Mountains said, it's just keeping that fire on.
Uh-huh. Keeping the skin tempered. Otherwise people freak out. Is sometimes when you touch them, they, you know, like jump, or because they're not touched enough, and there's a lot of this hostility in our environment, so people get on edge, you know, and instead of their skin accepting, you know, like the wind, or they start to repel it. Oh, it's too hot, or it's too cold, or, you know, instead of, oh, it's just a freeze, and your skin is alive, and so be blessed.
Yeah, and when we are connected, our aura increases.
Yeah.
So there is an effect of, yeah, not even two heads. I think more is two bodies connected, emanate more energy. In love, they synchronize more. And that's why, you know, when people hold hands when they, you know, do the song, the moon dances and all that, because that's...
Yeah.
Or even in church, there are some songs, you know, that people hold hands.
Yeah, they want to.
Yeah, because he's...
Everybody wants to, like, you're standing next to somebody, it's like, yeah, man, hold my hand for a little bit.
It's
not about, oh, anything, it's just about, wow, skin-to-skin contact, I'm still alive. It's the only way we know is because we feel, and we know that we're alive in the matrix. Otherwise, our body thinks it's dead, and it deteriorates, and the aura dims, and our light dims, and our sparkle goes, and...
We want to live forever. Let's touch forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, human touch is super, super, super key.
Yeah, but even plants, grass, you know, animals.
It's human touch, pets, in general, to everything.
Uh-huh.
Even to your devices, to everything, the human touch.
I mean, look, kids, they want soft toys because they don't have dogs, maybe, and... They just love that squishy feeling. And so you give your kid a soft toy and they love all that. But they're playing with blocks and hard stuff, and then you give them something soft and they're like, oh, it's another love. And yeah, it's their best friend.
I'm getting to it. Yeah.
Even a pet, yeah, stuffed toy like an Elmo can give you some satisfaction. That's why those blow up dolls so well, probably, with the men. He's like, yeah, wrestle her. Squeak, squeak.
That's how your dreams. You want to wrestle?
Yeah.
Can I wrestle?
Mud wrestling. Yeah, it would be cool. Yeah.
We need to go to the club to explore.
To wrestle there?
No, to explore, to see.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Can you sit at a university?
Okay, after we finish all this work.
Yeah.
So, anyway, partagesyou.com.
No, so wait. So, okay. This is.
Again, we're still going.
No, let's see. I mean, this is a good episode about love,
yeah.
And Krishna.
Yeah. Right?
And that bliss that you feel inside. Mm-hmm. And especially if you are with someone at a vibration that is, you know, sharing incredible insights that you don't know where they come. And good music, good medicines. Unraveling a lot of things in the mind that can also inspire others, because that's what we're here for, to inspire others.
Yeah.
So that's what we love to do, you know, because this cool music, I know this cool conversation, people love it. So thank you for listening and sharing with us this beautiful moment.
Yeah, we don't have any expiration date. We are inspirational.
We date inspirationally every
exactly.
Second.
That's it. Oh, with music too. Of course.
Partagesyou.com. Sylvania. Cundinamarca.
Mm-hmm.
Colombia.
Yeah.